Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 14 of Camera Position, a podcast about the creative side of photography. A couple of orders of business first. First off, thanks so much for those of you who have written in and let me know that you're out there and you're listening and appreciating the content of Camera Position. A couple of you have commented that you wish I'd enabled the comments section on the weblog or the cameraposition.com webpage. And I have to confess that the reason I haven't is that I'm currently using, just for the ease of doing it, Apple's iWeb application, and it doesn't have commenting. I guess there is a sort of hacker way of getting around that, but ultimately I think I'm going to move this to a different kind of blogging software that'll enable comments and a number of other features that I think would be neat to have. So thanks for those of you who've written about that. And then also, and really kind of segueing into the topic for today's show, and this is really kind of the idea, I think, behind what I'm trying to do with Camera Position, is I've gotten this comment from a listener, Don Bricker, who advertises himself and his signature line as an avid amateur photographer, and I think that's a great moniker. I wanted to drop you a note, writes Don, and thank you for your podcasts. I've been listening to the Camera Position podcasts and have enjoyed them very much. I found the podcast while searching iTunes for podcasts on photography. I found yours early this week and have been listening to them in order. I just finished listening to your podcast on Paul Strand's The Family, that's episode number 8 of Camera Position. While searching the web for this image, there appear to be two photos, one with the tall man apparently looking down at his mother in the doorway, and one without. I prefer the photo with the man in the doorway. Did Strand take both pictures? It appears as if all other elements of the photos are the same except for the man in the doorway. With Photoshop, it would have been easy to remove the man, so I'm not sure if the picture without the man in the doorway is real. Thanks for the podcasts and keep them coming. And signed, Don Bricker, avid amateur photographer. So I wanted to address that today because I think it's a really interesting point. And in fact, yes, there are two images of Paul Strand's The Family, Luzzara, Italy, 1953. One with a man standing in the doorway, which is the image that is probably more frequently published than the image that does not have a tall man standing in the doorway, which I've included here. And again, another sort of technical note relative to the podcast. I do these podcasts in enhanced formats so that the images are available if you're watching the podcasts in iTunes or in the QuickTime player. And I know that on the video iPod, the images are really small, so I'm encouraging people to listen to these brief podcasts on their computer or listen to them on their iPods and then consult images at a later time. And I am now including the images that I'm talking about on the webpage of cameraposition.com. So go take a look there and you'll find the images that I've been talking about. So here is, in fact, the other photograph of The Family, Luzzara, Italy, 1953 by Paul Strand. And I did want to talk about the difference, really, between these two images and the difference in terms of how we, as viewers, perceive these pictures and the way in which the message that Strand was getting across of a family without a father figure, but where the young men of the family are kind of taking that position of the father figure, and look at the difference between these two images. If you flip your attention back and forth between the two photographs, you see that, first off, very little changes in between the two images. Slight changes of hand position of the guy in the who's sitting on the step in the left-hand corner, bottom corner of the image. And very slight changes in expression and the way in which the people's bodies are held. And one of the first things that, for me, this points up is just how much of a director of the scene Strand was. You know, when we look at these photographs, we presume that what we're looking at are these innocents, rustics in a small town in Italy in a time just after the war, before Italy begins to become very heavily industrialized and so forth. And we presume that what we're looking at is these people presented in the way in which they would present themselves. But in fact, by looking at these two images side by side, we can really see that what Strand was doing was constructing a photograph, really carefully creating an experience for us as viewers, and experimenting with this idea of what it was like to either have or not have a person's figure in that door, and the way in which that impacts the impression of the mother without a father for the children who are at home, older children. And the idea of what I have always presumed as the oldest son being in the doorway, and that oldest son being an important figure in the family, the one to whom all of the responsibilities that would traditionally fall to the father, those responsibilities then falling to him. So I think when we look at these two pictures side by side, we can really see a tremendous impact of the photographer and the photographer's direction. One of the things that I'm looking at as I look at the two of them is the fact that the eyes of the subjects are pointed in the same direction in both photographs, and yet we obviously needed to have the tall guy in the doorway step aside for the one photograph or enter the photograph for the second one, and we don't really know which one came first and which one came second, and probably won't know this, but the idea here of a directed portrait, and that a portrait is in many ways a collaborative venture between the subject and the photographer, and that what's happening is that the photographer and the subject are looking at trying to reach a mutually agreeable set of moments, a mutually agreeable set of moments to make a picture in, and that their strategy for how they collaborate on this photographic image makes a lot of difference. And it obviously also makes a lot of difference in terms of who understands the camera-based image. Strand, obviously a master of the camera-based image and a real gifted photographer, a gifted photographer who understood what it was that he was doing in terms of how he was editorializing these people's lives. And our presumption, of course, is that these rural people may not be as visually sophisticated, but then again, we have to remember that they come from a culture where religious pictures have been an important part of their lives for centuries. So the idea of symbolic imagery is certainly not one that is foreign to them, and I think that they can certainly understand what's going on here and are helping in some way, helping Strand tell his story. So the idea of a photographer carefully constructing an image, even when the construction involves others who need to contribute to that construct of the subject and the way the subject interacts with the camera, the idea that a photographer is not simply an observer of the world, but rather is also a manipulator of the way in which we see that world. So Paul Strand's The Family, Luzzara, Italy, 1953, a remarkable photograph that becomes even more remarkable in so many ways when we consider the idea of the other image that was made at that same time, and that Strand considered important enough to produce both images in another part of the photographer's world, and we'll talk about this at a later time in another camera position, is the idea of editing the take once we're done with making the photographs. What do we choose to show? What do we not choose to show? And it was important enough for Strand to choose to show us both of these images and let us make up our own mind about which one is more profound or more powerful or more visually interesting. So which one do you like of these two images? Drop me a note at jeff@jeffcurto.com and let me know what you think. I'm always curious to hear from people out there in the world who are listening to these podcasts. Again, I appreciate you listening, and thanks for joining me on Camera Position, and I hope you'll continue to be subscribed or tune in for the next issue of Camera Position, a podcast about the creative side of photography. Thanks for listening.